You're listening to The Bridge Loud in Chicago on Q Rock 100.7 FM and online worldwide via thebridgechicago.com. Hey, this is Jed Brewer. Here's tonight's question. My brother has a drug problem. He wants to borrow money. He says for gas and groceries, but I think I know what he's going to do with it. What do I do?
On the Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King, and I'm joined by Glenn Fitzgerald.
Rock and roll.
And Jed Brewer.
Rock or roll. Let's not get greedy.
Should I pick the one?
Yeah.
And then we'll see about later.
Why don't you prove you can be trusted with one of them, and you can earn your way and unlock the second one.
Okay. Sure. This is the night shift. We're on a budget here, folks. We gotta start with rock or roll.
Yeah.
Then we'll ramp up. Well, we are answering your question tonight. Came into our inbox where you're welcome to write in a question to us. It's at thebridgeloud@gmail.com. Tonight's question says, my brother has a drug problem. He wants to borrow money, he says, for gas and groceries, but I think I know what he's going to do with it. What do I do? And Glenn, if you can start us off, we definitely deal with a lot of people in our day job who have are in recovery or are hopefully headed to recovery very soon.
Yeah.
But one of the things about kind of certain communities is that's they're also related to people who, their parents or just, everybody knows somebody who has one of these issues. So
absolutely.
It's easy to think you're the only one, but how does that, the fact that it's so common, affect this?
Well, I think if you look at the statistics, about 1 in 10 Americans are current active drug users, and a lot of them have problems with that. So on that basis, as you point out, almost all of us know someone who's not just using drugs but is caught up in a cycle where they can't quite control that. It's starting to get out of hand. We're not talking about somebody who's just having fun and messing about here. We're talking about someone who's caught up in something that's controlling their life. You know, we want to handle that the best way we can and make smart decisions. That's what we want to talk about on the show today. But really, we want to make sure we talk about the fact that this isn't a rare and shameful thing, and it is the kind of thing that's common enough to where these are skills that we all need to develop.
You're absolutely right, and that's a very interesting point you make about developing skills. And Jed, I'm wondering if I can get you to unpack that a little bit. One of the things about drug use in this country being so widespread is there are certain patterns that if you don't know their pattern of drug users, then you think this is a very weird thing that this person has come up with on their own, and who could know how to handle this. But and the question about wanting to borrow money is one of them. This is a behavior that almost everyone who has a drug problem exhibits, and there are ways to deal with it, right?
Absolutely right. Absolutely right. You are not alone. Your brother is actually not alone. There are approaches that can help your brother, that can help you. We're going to get into those. The thing that we have to have clear in our mind is that we're not going to give in to shame. That's the thing for folks when they have a loved one or a family member that has a drug problem. That shame clouds everything. If we start to think, he's the only one, I'm the only one, we're the only ones, then we don't look for help because we figure there probably isn't any help.
Right.
And we kind of want to sweep this under the rug and just get it fixed as quickly as possible so then we can get rid of that shame piece. There's nothing to be ashamed about. A, this is extremely common. B, we all have our own version of something that we rely on in an unhealthy way to get us through life. For some people, that's a substance. For other people, it's other things. But we actually all struggle with that in our own way. There are tools available. There are approaches available that will help. But we got to start by not giving into that impulse to be ashamed.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. And those tools and tricks are what we're going to continue to talk about with the rest of the episode when we come back on The Bridge Loud. We are back with you here on The Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King, and I'm once again joined by Glenn Fitzgerald.
I'm choosing to start by rocking.
Okay, that's good. That's a good place to start.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also joining us, Jed Brewer.
I'd encourage you to do that in a nonstop block.
So a nonstop block of rock?
That's what I'm saying.
A nonstop rock block?
Yes, that too.
I think we're going to revolutionize this industry, fellas.
Yeah.
And get this thing going, and I will point out again, this show is going to be nigh on unlistenable in October. It's going to come fast and furious, but for now, we will continue to answer the question that came into our inbox tonight. You are welcome right into thebridgeloud at gmail.com. If you have a question, tonight's question says, my brother has a drug problem. He wants to borrow money. He says for gas and groceries, but I think I know what he's going to do with it. What do I do? And Glenn, if you can start us off in this segment, the previous segment we talked about how very common drug use in this country is, people having drug problems, and part of that is what we have learned by working, people doing that. And one of the phrases and the ideas that comes up, not uniquely, but it comes up very much when you deal with someone with a drug problem that may not come up in other walks of life, is enablement.
Right.
Exactly what that is and exactly what it isn't.
Well, for sure. I mean, we get put in this position a lot. Our day jobs, we're working with guys who are coming out of jail, off the streets. Often people are coming out of addiction, helping them find a church, helping them find social services that they need. So people are asking us for help all the time. You know, can I get some money? Can I get a bus pass? Can I get this or that? And our job is to try and help them in any way that we can. What we look at in those instances are situations where, are you asking me to do something for you that you could do for yourself, so that you're sort of creating a situation where you depend on me when you don't need to be doing that. We're also looking at situations where, am I helping you move up and get a better situation, or am I in making it easier for you to either avoid consequences of negative things that have happened, or am I actually helping you to do the wrong thing? I think that's where we want to draw that line.
I think you're absolutely right. And Jed, if you can talk to us a little bit more about enablement, one of the defining characteristics for someone who's never heard that concept before is this something that is actually going to help in any long-term way?
Right? Yeah. Well, you've heard, it's a cliche, but it's a cliche for a reason. The idea is, if you give a man a fish, he eats for today. If you teach a man to fish, he eats for a lifetime. Mm-hmm. That is, the point of that saying is to define the difference between help that doesn't really, really help and help that makes a big difference in a person's life, mm-hmm. right? And that's what, because you love someone, that's what you want to do, is you want to offer help that will make a big, real, substantial, lasting difference in their life, you know? So in this case, as an example, if you give your brother a couple dollars of gas money, that doesn't really make a big difference. He's literally going to burn through that gas money pretty quickly. If you give him a ride to the job interview where he gets the job and now he has a paycheck, well, that investment is going to pay off for weeks and months and years. This is one of these doesn't really help very much. The other helps a lot. And the thing that we want to focus on is making sure that whatever help we give really yields a huge payoff in that person's life. It multiplies and becomes more and more and more, because that's the good help and that's the kind of help we want to give.
It absolutely is the kind of help we want to give. And the good news is there are some very repeatable patterns and some good strategies for knowing when you're giving that kind of help. That's what we're going to look at when we come back on The Bridge Loud.
From unrighteousness.
Bridge Loud.
We are back with you here on The Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King, and I am joined by Glenn Fitzgerald.
For this segment, I'm choosing to roll.
That is going to make it harder to record. Also, Jed Brewer.
You know, Jesus is the rock, and he rolls my blues away.
Really?
Yep. Probably not your blues, though. You know what you did.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I have more blues now that you said that. You've created blues.
You're welcome. That's my gift.
Yes, we're continuing to answer a question that came into our inbox, thebridgeloud@gmail.com. You're welcome to write in if you have a question for us. Tonight, our question says, my brother has a drug problem. He wants to borrow money. He says for gas and groceries, but I think I know what he's going to do with it. What do I do? So in the last segment, we started talking about this idea of enablement. Mm-hmm. And Glenn, I'd love to get you to break down kind of the answer to that, I think, in a lot of ways, which is another word that people may not have heard out of this context, which is drawing boundaries.
Yes.
So people may think of drawing boundaries as antithetical to giving help, yeah, but it's actually an important part of giving help, right?
Absolutely right. I think giving help in a way where you're choosing to help that person on your terms and not on theirs can really change things in a very positive way. So if someone has it in their mind that they want to do something addiction-wise, whatever, they're looking to manipulate. That's kind of how that goes. People who are caught up in addiction don't say, hey, give me $10, I'm going to buy a bag of weed. They say, give me $10, I need something for gas and something along those lines.
Sure, little Timmy's sick.
That's right. If you say, well, rather than give you $10 for gas, as Jed was saying in the last segment, let me put you in the car and drive you to the job interview. If that person really is looking for a job, they're like, wow, it's really great that you spend the time to help me out like that. That's fantastic. If they want the $10 to go buy a bag of weed, they're going to be angry with you. Why are you saying this? Whatever. So helping people on your terms kind of helps you to learn what their real intentions are, and so that you can help them in a way, or you can draw that boundary to where you're not helping them in a way that's long-term going to hurt them. But instead, you're helping them in a way that's going to allow them to move up and show that you really care.
I think that's really true. And Jed, in a previous segment, you discussed about how one of the things that's going to help us get where we're going on this is letting go of shame.
Yes.
I think one of the things about drawing boundaries and the way that Glenn's talking about is you also have to let go of guilt.
Yes.
Because, and again, as Glenn points out, not necessarily through a fault of their own. We've literally had guys we work with talk about how the addiction protects itself, mm-hmm, was the phrase. It's not necessarily that your brother hates you or that he thinks you're a bad dude, but he's going to try to guilt you into doing things his way. And that's the thing we have to immunize ourselves from, right?
No doubt about it. When you love someone, you decide to be devoted to their good, whether they like it or not, whether they feel good about that in the moment or not. So your instinct to say, you know, if I give my brother a wad of cash, I'm pretty sure he's going to use it on wrong stuff. It's almost certainly correct. You're almost certainly right about that.
And
that,
nothing good ever comes from a wad.
Absolutely. But if you say to your brother, look, you need groceries, I will buy you groceries. Right. As my budget allows. I'm not, right, you know, rich, but, you know, as I can, I can do it. You need gas money, I will drive you to your job or to the job interview or to rehab if that becomes applicable, you know, as my schedule allows. I don't have infinite time, but I'm gonna do what I can. It's entirely possible you say it to your brother and he calls you every name under the sun. He, mm-hmm, tells you what an awful brother, an awful person that you are. But you decide in advance, I'm not giving into that guilt. Mm-hmm. I'm not owning that because I love you. Because I love you, I'm going to be devoted to your good even when you don't like it. And I'm going to offer the help that actually will help.
That is exactly the kind of thing we're looking at on this. And we'll be back with one more segment right here on The Bridge Loud.
You are not a man that you change your mind. This is not a plan where someday I'll find that you've given up. Run out of love. Run out of patience. Myself, you made a mistake with the price that you've paid. You're moving on to someone else. Oh, oh, oh. You chose me, you chased me, you made a way to be with me when we were apart. Every sin, never stops. No. to make you think I am worth your time. Were you willing to talk, but you think that I suck, and I should shape up is your body.
This is Glenn from The Bridge Loud. Maybe you're listening right now and you're thinking, none of this good news applies to me because I've made mistakes and I've got a record. Well, you know what? No problem. We work every day with people who have been and sometimes still are behind bars. We know how to work with that and we ain't scared. Email us at thebridgeloud@gmail.com. That's thebridgeloud@gmail.com. We know you have struggles. We believe in you, and we want to help.
We are back through here on The Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King. Once again, I'm joined by Glenn Fitzgerald.
I'm going back to rock because I wasn't so sure that I was able to roll as well as I thought I could.
Yeah, well, it's a small studio. You don't really have room to roll two segments in a row.
That's right.
Yeah. Also joining us, Jed Brewer.
I think it's wise. I think your giftedness is rock, and you got to go with your strengths.
Yeah,
rock.
Absolutely right. We are continuing to answer a question that came into thebridgeloud@gmail.com that says, my brother has a drug problem and wants to borrow money, he says, for gas and groceries, but I think I know what he's going to do with it. What do I do? Now, we mentioned in the last segment about if your brother needs groceries, as opposed to just giving him cash, you may want to drive him to the store.
Mm-hmm.
Then you can be nice about that. You know, that's not a punishment. You can lavish them with. You can give them something a little special, maybe even a little secret.
The secret sauce.
Absolutely. As we mentioned, Glenn, you have a lot of years of working with folks who are coming out of addiction and in the midst of addiction, yep. But also with their families and the people in their orbit. So what do you tell folks about this kind of thing?
Well, I think everything we were talking about in this last segment was how do we keep from making it worse, and I think it's really important to look at that. But it's also important for us to recognize that we get into thinking, I need to make this better somehow. If I don't do this, they're going to, you know, if I don't give him this money, he'll do something awful to get this money, and so I'm going to prevent that from happening by doing what I'm doing here. And what that's doing is it's kind of putting us in a position of playing God, where we're the one that's keeping this together and making it work and whatever have you. Not only can we not do that, I mean, it's just not realistic that we can do that, but we need the other person to recognize they are powerless over their own addiction, and they need to turn to a higher power in order to overcome that. That's why the work that we do involves helping people find a spiritual life, getting them plugged into church, start reading their Bible and all of that kind of stuff, finding a new Christian community, because you need something higher than yourself and a community of people who are supporting you in order to be able to make these changes.
That's absolutely right. Jed, anything you'd add to that?
God cares about your brother. Something that it's easy for us to forget in these moments is part of what tempts us to play God. But I've got to fix this. If I don't fix this, the whole thing is going to spiral into 1,000 pieces. God cares about your brother. God made your brother. God loves your brother. And God has a plan for your brother's situation. The thing for you is to say, I want to support my brother today, but I want to stand ready to believe in him and cheer him on when he's ready to make some real changes in his life. I don't want to get put in a place where I'm mad at my brother and I feel resentful and I'm tempted to not be forgiving, because then when he is ready to make some changes, which he will be, that day is going to come, then maybe I'm tempted to not be there for him. Say, I remember how you did me, and it's not going to be like that. I'm going to have boundaries. I'm going to not enable today so that I'm able to effectively love both today and tomorrow when he's ready to make a change. And the thing that fuels that is the knowledge that God cares about my brother even more than I do.
That is absolutely the right way to look at this. We'll be back next week with another question, some more rock, and maybe some more roll. We'll see about that right here on the British Loud.
All right, that's our show. Thanks so much for joining us. We'll see you back here next week on The Bridge Loud. And let us know, are you ready to join The Bridge Loud tribe? We know you've got talents. Maybe you can scream or play the guitar or make a super cool graphic. Love it. Reach out to us at thebridgeloud@gmail.com and tell us what you do. We want your talents and gifts as a part of The Bridge Loud, so don't be shy. Let us know, thebridgeloud@gmail.com. We love you. God loves you, and there's nothing you can do about it.